Taliban claims to sign $6.5 billion in mining contracts with Chinese, British, Turkish companies. By Francis Martel on September 1, 2023. The Taliban Jihadist terror organization held a press conference on Thursday to sign contracts the terrorists claimed were worth more than $6.5 billion, giving Chinese, British, Iranian, and Turkish companies access to Afghanistan's vast mineral wealth. The contracts, Taliban Minister of Petroleum and Mines Shahabuddin Delaware reportedly said, would give international companies access to 7 mines primarily used to extract gold, iron, and lead. Afghanistan is believed to be home to up to $3 trillion in untapped mineral resources, which has been fully controlled by the Taliban since August 2021. When far-left American President Joe Biden's decision to extend the 20-year Afghan war that April resulted in the Taliban launching a nationwide conquest campaign toppling the corrupt U.S.-backed government. The Taliban is currently the uncontested government of Afghanistan despite no foreign state formally recognizing it as such. The press conference on Thursday was aimed at encouraging foreign investment in the Taliban's Afghanistan. The diversity of the companies involved in the deals indicates that global condemnation of the terrorist organization in the early days of its return to power has not translated into meaningful economic isolation of the group. The billion-dollar deals the Taliban has boasted of signing, most prominently with Chinese companies, undermine calls from its allies to unfreeze Afghan government assets held abroad and lift sanctions in the name of offering humanitarian aid to the Afghan people. The Afghan broadcaster Tolo News reported on Thursday that the mining deals would hand over control of 7 mines to the highest bidders. 6 of the companies listed are Afghan corporations, but some received approval to mine the territories in question along with foreign partners. The gold mines in Takhar Province, Afghanistan, for example, were placed under the purview of the China-Afghanistan Company, attracting a $310 million investment. The British companies GBM and AD Resources partnered with the Afghan corporation Shamsh for a $572 million investment into part of an iron mine in Gorian. Another part of the Gorian mine will be under Turkish control through the corporation EPCAL. EPCAL also invested in a lead mine in Ghor province. Iran's Esepahen and Persian corporations participated in the largest single project announced on Thursday, a $1.17 billion investment into yet another part of the massive Gorian mine. The Taliban's news agency, Bakhtar, described the mines and petroleum industry as using the event to invite a variety of foreign investors to consider partnering with a terrorist group to profit from Afghan minerals. During the meeting, the acting Minister of Mines and Petroleum welcomed foreign investors for their interest to work, SIC, in Afghanistan's mineral resources, Bakhtar reported, and stated that those foreign investors who want to invest in the mines sector in the country would be supported by the ministry. Attracting foreign investment is necessary for the success of the Taliban, particularly given that the IMF and World Bank cut them off. China has so far been the largest and most eager supporter of the Taliban, celebrating the 2-year anniversary of the fall of Kabul in August with statements claiming the jihadists have succeeded in promoting economic development, corruption eradication, drug prohibition, improvement of people's livelihoods, and social security. Taliban leaders named China as a top potential economic partner shortly after their seizure of Kabul and continue to promote the Communist Party's growing economic influence in the country. Chinese state media, in turn, almost immediately began to celebrate the huge opportunities for mutually beneficial cooperation, especially in sectors such as utilities and mining with the Taliban in August 2021. Taliban leaders have since signed deals to allow China to extract Afghan oil, build mega factories on Afghan soil, and install high-tech surveillance systems to better allow the jihadists to repress the Afghan population. The top story on Friday on the English-language page of the Bakhtar News Agency is a story promoting China's Belt and Road Initiative, BRI, a global infrastructure plan in which Beijing offers poor countries predatory loans to be used on overpriced infrastructure projects. When the countries cannot pay, the Communist Party seizes the projects or uses its newfound influence to force the country to support China's geopolitical goals. Afghanistan supports the Belt and Road Initiative, and it is prepared to join the China-Pakistan Economic Corridor, looking forward to practical cooperation with China on Belt and Road projects, Bictor News declared on Friday. The Taliban became an official BRI partner in May. The Taliban has also been courting the radical Islamist regime in Iran for business deals. Despite the Taliban being a Sunni terrorist organization and Iran being a Shiite state sponsor of terrorism. Despite some territorial squabbles, a Taliban terrorist threatened to conquer Iran in May over a water-sharing dispute on their mutual border. Senior Taliban officials have sought business deals with Tehran. Taliban Foreign Minister Mollavi Amirkhan Muttaqi met with Iranian lawmakers last week to discuss expanding trade. Bictor reported, telling the lawmakers that Afghanistan is a good market for Iranian products but required more investment in improving shipping and transit. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.